Okay. Jeffrey, thank you for your answer. Early on, you mentioned about how the room has half English actors and half are from the Chinese theatre background of training. So what were some interesting similarities or differences you saw, and how do you come to a working agreement?
There are more differences than similarities to begin with. Interestingly, because I think most of the Chinese theatre practitioners who actually quite influenced by the Chinese background, Chinese cultured background, we actually touches more on the human introspective, more rather than, you know, on issues. And whereas the English theatre practitioner, they will be more keen on discussing on the issues. And somehow or other, it actually gives us a lot of sparks to work with. And in this world, it is all complex with different humans, races, you know, colors, and even a different background. So this is how it makes this process interesting. And also, although we are all grown up from Singapore, somehow or rather, we have got different thoughts. I guess also because of the medium that we are using comfortably, although most of us are actually bilingual, but some of us are actually more comfortable in Mandarin, whereas the other one is more comfortable in English. Those who are comfortable in Mandarin are actually more, they are more interested in terms of the human and the characters' inner thoughts, the character's perspective, persona's perspective. Yeah, and that would actually, in a way, influence how this character, this persona, view on the issues that rise. Yes. And whereas the English theatre practitioner, they could come up with a more logical, direct, how should I put it, solution, or maybe discussion on issues that raised. And this is how it was quite interesting.